Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Recent report released by the Automobile Association of South Africa, hashtag Safer Cars for Africa, has some interesting results from the period 2017 to 2021. Joining us to make sense of how these tests were conducted and why we're seeing these different cars that are going to the top of the scale, which I did not expect, to be quite honest with you, is Leighton Beard, who's the spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Leighton, as always, welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you, Chad. Good to be with you.
Leighton, let's start off. What were the determining factors for the safety amongst these cars that were tested?
Look, these cars are tested according to what is known as the Global NCAP Protocol. There are very many NCAP throughout the world, and NCAP stands for New Car Assessment Program. And the NCAP is a crash test, and you get various ones. You get Australian NCAPs, you get Asian NCAPs, you get NCAPs for India, you get NCAPs for America, you get Euro NCAPs. So this is the Global NCAP, and they've got various protocols in place. On the results of the crash tests that are conducted at 64 kilometers an hour, the safety of the passengers is determined. So it's not really rating the safety of the vehicle as much as it's rating the protection that that vehicle offers to the occupants of that vehicle. And we've seen over the last 5 years some vehicles performing exceptionally poorly. We've seen vehicles getting zero and one star, even two stars. And then on the other end of the scale, as we saw yesterday, we have vehicles that receive four-star ratings. The Etios is one. The Mazda 2 that we released yesterday, that received a four-star rating. And then obviously the Mahindra XUV 500, which wasn't tested, but it was tested for another NCAP. And because of the result of that test, it was what is known as a compliance review. And the five stars that it achieved in another test then carried over to South Africa because it's exactly the same vehicle that's available locally. So since 2017, we've tested 18 vehicles, or we've rated 18 vehicles, all on different scales. And I guess the real reason behind it is to give consumers an idea of what the safety ratings of vehicles are. And we certainly hope that the consumers look at this information and consider these ratings when they make purchasing decisions.
I think it's very important to take safety into consideration. Gone are the days of buying a car because of its hood ornament and that it suggests status. My wife and I were involved in a horrific accident in August of last year, coming back from an investigation in Upington. And that accident was life-changing. If it wasn't for the safety features in that particular vehicle, we would be dead today. There's no if, there's no maybe. The car rolled multiple times after flipping. It rolled into an informal settlement. And if it wasn't for those features, I would not be sitting here today. And when insurance came to us and said, do you want a payout? Do you want a replacement? Because we had the option of replacement. We said full replacement, same type of vehicle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people come to the realization, sadly, Chad, too late, that safety is a critical feature on vehicles. We talk about electronic stability control. We talk about ABS braking. We talk about airbags for drivers and for passengers. We talk about all of these things, but we also talk about the body integrity of the vehicle. You know, does it have side impact protection? And very importantly, we crash test these vehicles at 64 kilometers an hour. And in the bigger scheme of things, on South African roads, that's not going fast at all. So when you extrapolate that speed to something like 100 or 120, or perhaps even faster, you can then understand the impact that a crash has on a vehicle and on its occupants. So it's very critical for us that consumers begin putting pressure on manufacturers, putting pressure on authorities to say, we need this type of information. We'd like to see what the crash rating of the vehicle is that is available in South Africa at the point of sale via a sticker that's stuck on the vehicle. We think that that's critical. And, you know, like you said, I think too often people understand too late what the value of safety features on a vehicle are and how important it is to have a vehicle that is properly safety rated. And we also say to people, you know, because a lot of people say to us, yes, but to buy a vehicle with very high safety is expensive. Well, that's a discussion that we will gladly have, because we have a view on that it shouldn't be. But if there is a vehicle that is secondhand, that is safety rated better than a new vehicle, our suggestion would always be consider the vehicle that is secondhand that is better safety rated than a new vehicle that has got a poorer safety rating.
I think people need to realize that the price of a vehicle doesn't necessarily mean that because it's more expensive, it's necessarily safer. Just looking at the study that was done, and I invite everybody to Google Global NCAP hashtag Safer Cars for Africa, which is on the Automobile Association's website, you'll see that some of the vehicles that made it in the top there are your middle of the range working vehicles. It's not your luxury vehicles that you would expect. Then again, right at the bottom of the scale where you've got zero stars, that type of a vehicle you would expect. Leighton, as always, thank you so much for joining us. As we head into the festive season, people are going to be on the road. Safety's a critical issue. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. And anybody on the road this festive season, take care, obey the rules, and be safe.
See on our message board, right, make sure you wear your seatbelt so that it protects everybody. Very good point.